This is Ozarks at Large. For 46 years, Clear Spring School, an accredited independent school in Eureka Springs, has cultivated in students a passion for hands-on, lifelong learning. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich attends the school to bring us their story.
Deep in the forests of Dairy Hollow, Clear Spring School, filled with warm cabins and cottages, feels more like a recreational camp than a focused academic institution. More than 70 students are enrolled here. A mix of elementary, middle, and high school kids play a rowdy game of nine square after lunch, with Ginny Garber supervising. She teaches third and fourth grade as well as high school French.
Well, the school really accommodates every student's individual needs. So they show up here with, you know, their own range of strengths, and we give them the space to explore that. So they really have the opportunity to hone their skills and, you know, learn things at their own pace. It's really a beautiful process.
Head of school, or principal, Jessica Fitzpatrick stands on a tawny creek graveled playground watching the children. She points to a broad sand pit filled with what looks like giant wooden tinker toys.
They're called Froebel blocks that are massive wooden blocks that the kids use to build structures, build obstacle courses.
Beyond stands a brand new outdoor classroom built by a 12th grade student.
And so he designed, fundraised, put a crew together, and constructed the outdoor classroom space for his Eagle Scout project.
Another senior operates a tech startup, she says, with several employees. He's presently out of the country pitching to prospects. 11-year-old Frank Tamarcia recently transferred to Clear Spring from Bentonville Public Schools. He says he feels free here.
Here, you have smaller classes in there. My class was 30 kids.
10-year-old Bonus Shock transferred from homeschool a year ago. He spends a lot of time in the music room.
I like playing a lot of instruments.
13-year-old Marco Tapia transferred from Eureka Springs Public School 4 years ago.
Here they go each everyone and like help everyone out one by one. That's what I like about it.
With recess over, the children drift off to their classes. Seated in her office, Fitzpatrick says 7 full-time teachers are employed here, along with 7 part-time enrichment instructors.
From cooking, Spanish, sewing, music, wisdom of the hands, which is the wood shop, dance, art.
Tuition costs are lower at this school than average, according to state data.
The community we live in is socioeconomically challenged. And so even though our tuition is low for independent schools, it's not doable for most of our families here. So we have a number of scholarships, grants, ways to fund students to be able to have tuition.
The school also operates on endowments, grants, donations, and myriad fundraisers. Clear Spring is accredited by the Independent Schools Association of Central States and a member of the National Association of Independent Schools.
We are based on the progressive education model of learning, which is from Dewey, John Dewey, and it's experiential education. So it means that there's a cycle of learning that starts with discovery, talking about investigating a project, designing and doing a project, then reflecting, looking at the project that you completed and looking to see what you did well, what you enjoyed, what you struggled with and why, and then redesigning new projects after that.
Grades are blended into lower, middle, and upper elementary. A high school was established around 20 years ago.
My name is Chris Barner. I've been teaching for 2 years now.
He says his 9th, 5th, and 6th graders are tackling a robotics project.
Where we are going to the University of Arkansas next week to work with the engineering department, and they are going to feature the robots that they've been working on, and they're also going to lead an activity for my students to do, and we're going to take that knowledge back with us and continue our work.
Barner and students are also cultivating an indoor garden for spring outdoor planting, and this month learning about the civil rights movement, culminating in a field trip to Memphis. Clear Spring students also maintain beehives, groom trails, and build forts on their 16-acre woodland campus. Rigdon Irvin, a teacher for 25 years, mostly at Bentonville Public Schools, teaches first and second grade.
Oh, we get to teach the way as teachers we always knew you should be able to. Numbers just didn't allow it. And now here I can keep my classes small numbers, and that way we can do a lot of hands-on things.
Irvin takes us inside the new arts complex, named after Phyllis Poe, president of the school board.
It's called the Phyllis Poe Hands-On Learning Center. And this is a place where we do dance, we do cooking, we do health class, we have an art class, we have our new wood shop here, we have our sewing that goes on.
Enrichment instructor Mark Hughes, who's a well-known clothing designer in Arkansas, bends over a sewing table covered with red, white, and orange cloth squares. He's teaching quilting to a half dozen youngsters.
We put them up together to make sure that's where it goes, and then we flip it over. Now, when we sewed it, we remember that we had two ways that we could tell where we were supposed to sew.
Fitzpatrick says Clear Springs project-based learning is fundamental to the school.
You start where the child is, their interests, their abilities, their strengths, but they might be more of an artist, or they might be a dancer, or they might be a cook, or they might have interests in other fields that are not so traditionally academic. And we encourage the flourishing of all of those fields and connect them to ways they can feel successful themselves, and that success is not equated to a job or a paycheck or a traditional idea of what success is. We see success as engagement.
She says core subjects are naturally embedded.
We do have curricula that looks at language arts, math, science, social studies, to make sure those things are integrated into the projects adequately, and that the teachers reflect throughout the year to make sure they're hitting all those kind of targets.
And Clear Springs students don't take tests.
There's no letter grades for students. It's a narrative conference report that they receive that talks about observations of them in class. One of the cores of our curriculum are what we call the five C's: communication, collaboration, creativity, critical thinking, and character. And so those are documented in the narrative conference reports, and we will look at ways to hope to improve that and bring the student into that conversation as well.
By 12th grade, students are engaged in independent study. Enlightened positive consideration is practiced among children and staff here, she says, and so is conflict resolution.
And so we focus a lot on students taking ownership and responsibility for behavior and recognizing what it caused to happen, and also not getting into that he did that or she did that, and it's no, what did you do? What happened? What was, and naming behavior rather than blame.
And speaking of conflict, according to the school's historical record, Clear Spring almost never opened 46 years ago. In the first month of operation, a trio of deputy sheriffs showed up, shut down the building, and ordered the frightened children to go home. Founders Will Fulton and Molly Fulton Seligson took action, traveling to Fayetteville to seek counsel at the University of Arkansas Office of Legal Aid. A young lawyer told them she would deal with the situation and advise them to return to Eureka and reopen their new independent school. The lawyer was Hillary Rodham, who married Bill Clinton a year later. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.